I chose to create a poem for this particular Sunday because I've had a lot of experiences with death. My father, my sister, my stepbrother, my son have all taken their lives. I know how death hurts. And I've written this poem called Where You Do Not Want to Go. Follow me, Peter. You will be led to where you do not want to go, but follow me. I too have gone where I did not want. I begged my father to take the cup away, but he didn't. And I followed where he led. It hurt. I was whipped, beaten, cursed, abandoned. I did not want to go that route, but I followed my father. Now, follow me. Follow me to the place that frightens you, to the place of pain, abandonment, death. Follow me because I love you and my way is best, despite where it will lead. Follow me, Debbie. I've led you many places you did not want to go, but follow me. Follow me, though I took your dad when you were young, your sister when she was estranged, your son much too soon. Follow me, despite the pain of suicide and broken loved ones who had no hope. You did not want to go there, to the place of grief, mourning, loss, and death. But follow me, and know that I am God. Follow me, you who mourn for mother lost, for brother, cousin, uncle, friend. Follow me to the place of death and rest. Find peace here. You too will die, but those who die in me are blessed. I take the righteous to spare them from evil, so follow me. Follow me in death. Follow me beyond, where tears are dried, where death has ceased, and mourning, crying, pain are gone. Follow me to where you do not want, for I will give you rest. I am with you. I love you. You can trust that I am good. So follow me.